Supreme Lord has created all the living beings of this world, created. But he is not satisfied. All these trees, they have got, these trees have got life. They can feel happiness and also suffering. Previously, we did not believe this. It is written in the scriptures. When Jagadish Bose, scientist, proved it, oh, it is there in our scripture. Then we accept. These trees, mountains, they grow. There is life in it. Envelop consciousness. Life in it. We pass through this. And through the life of the aquatic animals, there are so many fishes and crocodiles in the water. So many kinds of fish, aquatic animals in the water. We pass through that. After that, we pass through 20 lakhs of birds as trees and mountains, then as worms of the stools for 11 lakhs, and also as birds for 10 lakhs, and all other dividend, cats, dogs and cows, buffaloes, etc. We pass 30 lakhs. After that, we have got 4 lakhs human birth. By creating human birth, Supreme Lord is satisfied. This human birth has got the discriminating power. He has given this discriminating power to human birth. Now we think, whether you worship me, or if you want to enjoy this world, then you have to pass through again. At the time of birth, extreme suffering. At the time of death, extreme suffering. As long as you live here, not always you will get happiness. There are threefold afflictions. Afflictions of the diseases of the body. Affliction caused by the separation group of near and dear ones. Affliction caused by other living beings of this world. They are giving us trouble. But the greatest enemy of the human species now, human species themselves have become the greatest enemy of the human species. We can save yourself from other living beings, but you cannot save you from your own species. You are seeing in this world what is happening daily. After we have got this human birth, we have the discriminating power. We can give up non-eternal things and we can accept eternal truth. We can give up evil things. We can take good qualities, virtuous qualities. We can give it and accept virtues. We can give up sins. We have got this human birth. Now you see, when Prahlad Maharaj, I have the remembrance of Prahlad Maharaj, then hear about Prahlad Maharaj. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, you should go through the biographies of pure devotees. Then you will have inspiration how to worship Krishna. For conditioned souls of this world, always it is not good. If you go on speaking about Krishna who has played the best times of an enjoyer and master, that you may commit wrong, you may commit a mistake. Oh, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has got 16,108 wives, then we can also take 2-3. What is this? When he can take, he is supreme, so he takes 60,000 and we can take 2-3. If I take that, what harm? Like that. He is the only enjoyer, only Purush, and all others are not Purush. We are all Prakriti. We have to be enjoyed and dominated by that. When we take the ego of Purush, then everything will be lost. We are not Purush. Here, The male members are not Purusha, female members are not Purusha. Those who have got the enjoying spirit, they are acting like a Purusha, being averse to Sri Krishna, has forgotten the relation of Sri Krishna, being enveloped by the useful energy. They are thinking, we are the enjoyers. Now we may be in female form, in male form, but when the enjoying spirit is there, that is called Purusha. We are not Purusha. Purusha is He. He is the only enjoyer and master. In Vrindavan Dham, He is the only enjoyer and master. All are serving Him. There are no other devotees there. They are all have with different love relation, they are loving Krishna. Shanta, Dasya, Sakka, Vatsala, Madhur, whatever you see in this world, actually it exists in the transcendental realm, Vrindavan. This is the perverted reflection. When he would not want to serve Krishna as master, eternal master, then we shall get non-eternal master here. We'll have separation greed and we shall be punished. When you don't want to serve Krishna as friend, then we shall get non-eternal friend here. That is the punishment. As much attachment we shall have, as this separation so much grief you will have to suffer. Separation greed. When you want to serve Krishna as son, then you will get non-eternal son here. You don't want to serve Krishna as husband, non-eternal husband. Perverted reflection of this transcendental realm. Every relation with Krishna. You see, let us speak and